Inspector General of Police is supposed to be a professional policeman and a government officer, to conduct and to go about his business in such a manner, not only to be perceived, but not to be seen to be partisan. So far, all evidence, recorded tapes, his conduct in the public, his conduct in the private, there is evidence written all over the world that he is not only partisan, but he conducts himself more as a cadre of the ruling party and as a work for a person of President Yoweri Museveni, which we believe and we think and it's against the Police Act, it's against the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda, and his behavior and conduct in that regard is unbecoming of a person of the Inspector General of Police. That's why this week, as Parliament returns from the Easter holiday, we as the opposition in Uganda are going to move a motion that his, the person of the Inspector General of Police be investigated with a view to recommend his own eventual removal and replacement, because his behavior, both in intra-NRM politics and outside the NRM politics, he has become untenable in a democratic and a civilized social order. That's not the way a professional police person or Inspector General of Police can behave, and his behavior above board.
Anybody at all can make allegations against a public officer, including the Inspector General of Police. What proof do you have?
Yes. For those who are now in the modern age of technology, can watch YouTube, can watch Twitter, can watch Facebook, they are aware of the horrific conduct of the Inspector General of Police, where he's seen working with opposition politicians, convincing them to join the ruling party, to support President Yoweri Museveni, to give out money, and to other government departments, government officials like the Permanent Secretary of Ministry of Gender, to give out money in such a manner. And this is public money that's supposed to go towards the development of the youth. $280 billion. It's a fund put up to fight unemployment, to fight poverty, to ensure that our youth have an income base to depend on. And he's busy dishing it out on his own instructions. That is not tenable. There are tapes, and he has acknowledged, both in the media and at the press conference, that they are stolen from him. But those do not at all exonerate the fact that he conducted himself in such a manner and he participated in those partisan activities. That's the whole basis. It's self-evident.
Are you going to present the evidence that you have accrued in Parliament to bolster your case for your demands for investigation?
Yes, I am saying that that's why we took off time and we never hurried. And we've been doing our thorough work, and the evidence we have assembled is impeccable and self-evident, and there is no way he can walk away. It's so thorough that even the devil will have to believe it.
But some people are saying that the opposition appears to be launching these criticisms against the Inspector General of Police when all he has been doing is doing his work well as mandated under the Constitution, and that this is yet another attempt by opposition leaders in the country to force him out after opposition leaders demanded his resignation recently.
Not really. He's been an Inspector General of Police, I think, for a couple of years, close to 7-8. So he's been at it for a long time. We've not demanded so before. But now his behavior has become untenable. It's quite aberrant from the conduct of a professional police person all over the world. It's not, Uganda is not one of. We are members of global community. There are set standards for public office. We have a constitution, we have a police act, we have police regulations. They must be seen and they must be enforced.
What do you say to supporters of the ruling party who said because he has been effective in ensuring that opposition politicians do not create chaos and panic in the country, that is why you are trying to force him out for making sure that the country is not destabilized?
Actually, his conduct, you see, In Uganda, we've been losing 100 people killed extrajudicially, killed by thugs in towns and villages. Every month, 100, okay? And he's not doing anything. He's busy involving himself in spying on politicians, plotting, making political plots. And that's why we have crime rate increasing. So he's not even effective on his core function of law and order. So even to the contrary, in Uganda, you have him who was the person who has turned the police into a terrorist organization that has been terrorizing people all over the country. Without police conduct of that kind of nature, we've had peaceful assembly, like there's so many we've had of recently, when they've stayed away. Ugandans are peaceful. It's the people to deal with. He's leading a terrorist group. And even that, there's a case against him.